at the CUNA GAC year 2020. And it's in Washington, D.C. as
yay,
well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I hope it stopped raining out there for folks. So
it did.
Yeah. How's the conference? I mean, we are here with Paul Dunford and Kevin Hart from Green Check Verified. How's it going, guys?
It's going great. Yeah. We're having a really good time meeting a lot of amazing people here and having some great conversations.
This is the one to come to.
It is.
5,000 of your closest friends.
Yes, absolutely.
All credit union people. Yep. So, yeah. So any highlights from the conference stand out for you guys? Or?
It's still fascinating, the level of education as to whether cannabis banking is actually allowable or not. And it's still, a very interesting topic. I've had the opportunity to meet with different credit unions here, and I also spoke to a lot of board members, and there's this real separation in terms of knowledge as to can you do this, and then how do you do it,
and why
you would do it.
Should you do it?
Yeah. Or so, what would happen if I did do it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So also, what will happen if you don't do it?
If you don't, there you go.
I think that's the biggest thing right now is that people are saying, okay, I see this. I don't know if I'm ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is you are banking cannabis if you're in a state where it's legal, mm-hmm. one way or another.
Right.
And so
indirectly or directly, right?
Indirectly or directly.
Right.
And so if you don't think you are, then it's definitely time to look at your members.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, I think people are understanding, even if we're not ready to actually start engaging these businesses, we have to develop a program.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's something we've seen in the last 6 months is a lot of folks saying, we're not sure we're ready to engage with these businesses,
mm-hmm.
but we know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
We know we need to have a program in place.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a program in place even if you're not going to bank cannabis.
Right, right.
You need to know who these folks are.
Mm-hmm.
If you're
going
to say no, how do you know who they are?
Right,
and
right.
Know why you're saying no.
And right. Know why you're saying no.
Right. Know the why. Always know the why. Well, I think a number of credits out there might be afraid they might get in trouble for doing something like this because of the discrepancy between federal and state. Like, is this okay to do or should we do it? They're probably really hesitant to move forward on this based on that.
Well, we're not lawyers and we don't profess to be, but if your state has put a program in place where sales are legal, and as long as you can prove you're following the guidelines and working with compliant businesses,
mm-hmm.
and you're only accepting good dollars and keeping bad dollars out,
right, right.
The examiners look at those programs and they do look at them
mm-hmm.
closely, but we have not encountered any problems with
good.
Examiners as a result
okay.
of people utilizing our program.
That's a really good point, actually. Another thing that's happened in the last couple of months is I've been on some webinars that have been sort of open Q&A, and I've actually had examiners on these, and they've asked questions very specifically,
wow,
like,
better.
If I'm going to a financial institution, what do I ask for? So we know that examiners, just like anybody else, don't really know how to engage with programs if they don't have that formal
mm-hmm.
guidance. Like, that's been a big problem with MSBs.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's kind of hands-off because they don't really know much about it.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing is happening with cannabis. They're seeing the cows out of the barn. They have to figure out how they're going
to
deal with it.
Right, it's new
it's
to them, too.
It's not if anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like, I am going to see these.
Mm-hmm.
This is new. They're really hungry for
mm-hmm.
guidance.
Well, I know the NCOA is addressing this as well, and all of what they do with their examiners and stuff. So I
mm-hmm.
know that for a fact. So, but again, it's new to everybody. So we're all kind of like muddling through this as best we can. And
what does a good program look like?
Right.
Like, it's not.
Do
just,
we know that?
Can
yet?
We do this? But
yes.
What does a good program look like?
Right.
And we do know what that looks
okay.
like.
We do know what that looks like. Yep.
Good to know
yeah.
for sure. So what's the latest? What's the latest update? Because, obviously, the legalization is sweeping the country, slowly but surely,
yeah.
and it's going to be a reality for everybody sooner or later.
Yeah.
So what you guys are doing is certainly going to be timely, if it's not timely already. So.
Yeah.
Hemp is a big thing because hemp has finally been separated from, marijuana. So hemp is no longer a controlled substance.
Mm-hmm.
So you see financial institutions looking to engage with
mm-hmm.
hemp, but they don't understand how to do that either. It hasn't really been an opportunity before.
Mm-hmm.
And before it was still lumped in with, the Schedule I controlled substance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we saw the St. Louis Fed just a couple of days ago or last week say, you can engage with this industry. We understand your reticence.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a lot of guidance, but
mm-hmm.
Please feel free to
right.
engage with this industry.
Well, that's good news.
It's legal.
Right.
And we've also seen states that you would not expect to make moves towards this.
Mm-hmm.
make those moves.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
any state in particular, Paul?
Like Alabama. I always look at Alabama because that's where I'm from originally. And Alabama, last week, their Senate passed a bill for medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that has to go to their House. Who knows if it'll pass or not.
Mm-hmm.
But states that we don't traditionally think of as necessarily like marijuana states, mm-hmm. they are going to have programs soon. So even if you're in a state that doesn't have one,
right.
start building your program now because it's going to happen and you want to be first when those opportunities
come up. That was my next question. Is like, what advice do you have for credit unions who might be on the fence or are poised to dive into this business? What advice do you have for them?
The way we've always broken it down, and we've learned this lesson by just talking to hundreds of credit unions over the past year since we launched the company. Learn that you can do this, but understand what that actually means. Mm-hmm. Not only can you do it, but how would you do it? Mm-hmm. And, you know, as Paul said, what does that program look like? Right. You know, what is that? Why is that there? And then it really comes down to, why would you do it? What is that financial opportunity in your field mm-hmm. of membership? Mm-hmm. And you know, you can work with companies, and we're one of them, that will actually help you go through all those steps and mm-hmm. understand what that program looks like. So there's still a lot of education that needs to go on, mm-hmm. But can, how, and why, mm-hmm. and then be able to effectively monitor that program, mm-hmm. those are the key things.
Okay.
You know, and so some folks are still waiting for Safe Banking Act, and you know, they think that's going to be a magic event. It will not be, because it says you'll be allowed to bank cannabis, not period, comma, provided you follow all the rules and regulations. And there's going to be a lot more rules and regulations.
Gosh,
there's going to be a lot more. So, now, so anybody who's way on the sideline may very well miss the opportunity too. So,
yeah.
But it's a complex decision.
No doubt.
A lot of people involved. Mm-hmm. Board, corresponding bank, your mm-hmm. insurance carrier, yeah. your examiner, and they're not on the same page still. So, it's a structured effort.
But each day we're getting better and better.
Every
because we know.
Yeah.
Well, that ties into something also that has been my big takeaway so far is automation is so important. You know, the cost of human capital is so high, mm-hmm. particularly when there's very thin, you know, profit margins. You know, you don't have a lot of opportunities necessarily to grow. Mm-hmm. So how do you expand without bringing on like full-time employees? Mm-hmm. Data automation is the way that you're going to be able to do it,
right.
particularly in something that requires such high visibility into source of funds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fear is I'm going to have to hire 15 compliance officers to run a program like this. If you're looking at spreadsheets, then yes, you will.
Yeah.
But if you leverage automation, then you can take advantage of these opportunities mm-hmm. at scale, mm-hmm. not just one at a time,
yeah.
but at scale.
Well, this is not going away anytime soon.
No,
it's only
going to
grow.
Exactly.
Pardon
me.
Unavoidable.
I don't know how I went there, but I did. So sorry about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so... But you guys are right there poised to help credit unions along the way, so
Absolutely.
Appreciate that as well. They're going to need a lot of help in this area.
Great opportunity for credit unions.
Good job, guys. All right, Paul, thank you so much.
Thanks
well
so
done,
much.
Kevin.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Appreciate
and just keep up the good work. All right.